A great atmosphere for a football game tonight as the community of Salina and the surrounding area really filled the Bicentennial Center with a lot of noise to help their Salina Bombers against a very good franchise in the Sioux City Bandits. Hi, everyone. Devin Haney here on Salina Post from the Bicentennial Center tonight. After the Salina Bombers take a close loss to the Sioux City Bandits 46-43. It was a game that went back and forth. The two teams exchanged field goals on their first possessions of the game. Sioux City, though, would put 10 unanswered points on the board and lead the Bombers 13-3 at the end of one. Sioux City would also outscore the Bombers 16-14 in the second quarter and hold a 29-17 lead into the locker room at halftime. Salina would come out, though, and outscore Sioux City by a count of 13-3 in the third, and then Sioux City and Salina would trade punches in the fourth quarter. It would end up with 7.2 seconds left to go. Sioux City would cash it in on a screen pass and take the lead back from Salina. Their extra point would make it a three-point game. Sioux City would then try a squib kick. It was stabbed by defensive end Brandon McKinney. McKinney would take the ball down to about the 8-yard line where he was stopped there against the wall. There was 2 seconds left. Salina came out, tried to go for the field goal to put this game into overtime, but the field goal would miss off the foot of Corey Hoover, and we would end up with a final score of 46-43. Sioux City on the season ends up with a 4-1 record as they continue on in CPIFL play next week. Salina Bombers will be on the road for the first time, this time with a 2-2 record, as they will be in Lincoln to face the Haymakers. And that game next week for Sioux City is actually a bye. Their next game will be against the Omaha Beef, a team that just ended their 31-game home winning streak. Don't forget, for complete stats, you can click the link below and look at the CPIFL stat page. And also, for everything Salina Bombers, keep it tuned right here to Salina Post during the week. And also, we will have coverage for you from Lincoln, Nebraska next week as the Salina Bombers travel to take on the Lincoln Haymakers. From the Salina Bicentennial Center, Devin Haney on Salina Post.